we don't have the infrastructure around the country for burning miscanthus. I mean, there's only really one major place, and that's in Carlow. Now, there is one being built in Kilchimah, where they hope, believe it or not, to import by boat miscanthus from the US to burn there. So, I mean, if they're going to import it by boat, surely it means that, we should be able to, grow it in this country and to supply some kind of a plant in, whether it's Killala or elsewhere. But because it's quite expensive to transport, if the plant is, further than, you know, 30, 40, 50 kilometres, they absolutely need to pay a transport subsidy. So I'm asking the government to do four things. Make it as part of, the cap there. It would be an eligible crop you could be paid for. Pay a transport subsidy to existing growers of miscanthus. And until, you know, they've decided, are they going to go with willow or miscanthus, or what are they doing to keep people in that loop and, to pay them some sort of compensation until they make a proper policy decision. And then obviously farmers would have to produce for the market. So, you know, it's these are opportunities that are there, but because we've totally mismanaged it, and, farmers now find themselves in a situation, they have this crop, they can't get a proper, you know, reward for what they've grown. You know, will they continue next year? Won't they? There's no proper policy in place. So that's why, you know, down at the ploughing here, I'm calling for that today, because it doesn't affect every farmer, but it affects quite a number. And it also affects our 2020 energy targets, our renewable energy targets.
And the bottom line here is that a number of farmers embarked on growing miscanthus on the basis that they had assurances from government and from other agencies that it would be profitable and that there would be structures and markets in place for them to feed into. And those promises haven't been delivered on.
No, they haven't been delivered on. And there's been a real failure by the Department, you know, of Agriculture, as I said, to include miscanthus as part of, you know, the eligible crops for the greening. But equally, aside from that, there isn't a proper infrastructure in place, and now farmers find themselves with a crop and basically not knowing what to do with it because the infrastructure isn't there for burning the biomass. And that's what I'm asking the government to do. To there are one or two plants throughout the country, but that's it. And, you know, if you live in North Donegal or if you live in West Cork, then it's not worth your while travelling or transporting your miscanthus to where it can be burned and converted to energy. So until the government come up with a proper policy and, you know, that farmers have a little bit of certainty about what's going on, they absolutely need to pay a transport subsidy, because otherwise people will just stop growing it and that's it. And it's crazy that we have farmers growing it. It's a good crop, it's a cash crop, and there's so many positives about it, but the infrastructure that will convert that crop into energy simply isn't there. So it's a waste of their time and their money, and it also means it's going to be harder for us to reach our 2020 renewable targets. And even if there were never targets there, Donald, you know, all of us want to find ways of using more and more renewable energy, and this is one way that we can do it.